This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
A proposal for another proposition that could have wide-ranging effects on the agriculture industry. The Humane Society of the United States has drafted a new initiative on how hens should be caged in California, saying the group's concerns from Proposition 2 nearly 10 years ago didn't achieve the right conditions for other farm animals, including pigs and calves. Many in the agriculture industry are concerned about this new proposal, including Anya Radabaugh, who is Chief Executive Officer with Western United Dairymen.
They are launching this with the intent to prevent animal cruelty by phasing out what they're calling extreme methods of animal confinement. I know that a variety of the animal agriculture industries are looking at this. This affects veal, pork, eggs, egg and poultry producers. So it really affects anyone that's involved in animal agriculture.
She questions why they're targeting California because they don't have much veal production.
We don't, not in California. So, I mean, directly, this is really just an assault on the animal ag industry across the board. It clearly conveys that HSUS is completely disconnected with the costs associated to the American people's budgets when it comes to food purchasing and production. But raising milk-fed veal calves today is very different from when the industry first got its start in the United States. You know, they're much larger spaces. There's usually a few calves. Group pens allow calves to stand, stretch, lie down, groom themselves. They socialize with other calves. They're also heated during colder months and have year-round ventilation to provide clean, fresh air. These new facilities are really comfortable for veal calves to thrive in. And in California, we don't raise a whole lot of veal calves, but via the United States, those that are raised for veal are actually provided group housing. So the confinement concerns that are arising in this proposition language don't directly affect our calves.
Radabaugh doesn't use the term smear campaign, but does admit HSUS is misleading the public when it comes to how farmers take care of their animals.
I think that when you try to cast aspersions to an industry, this is one way to do it. They're trying to associate us with animal cruelty. You know, our animals do not produce in those environments. We all feel like we've been through this a number of times, but HSUS has an initiative and a policy agenda to eliminate agriculture. Animal agriculture, particularly off the face of the planet. So this is very in line with their agenda. They believe that animals are entitled to human rights, and that's a certain point of view that typically does not mesh well with animal ag practices. Although humane animal treatment is something that we are not only supportive of, but we value very much.
She says another misleading issue, dairy calf housing and the way calf hutches are used.
One thing has nothing to do with the other. Calf hutches are used to prevent the spread of illness and effectively care for newborn calves that are gathered from dairy farms. They are highly susceptible to disease and stress, just like a newborn baby is often put into an ICU unit in order to make sure that their immune systems are really strong. Those are the same primary purposes that we house our calves in calf hutches. They are fed colostrum, at least for the first few days of their lives. But then they're gradually introduced into milk-fed and more gradually so grain until they're finally graduating to just the grain and can be moved out of the pens. They are also casting this proposition in light of the fact that they allege there are some cruelty videos available, when in reality it's just happy calves in a hutch. So they are greatly disturbed by looking at the hutches. They believe that the calves are separated from their mothers inappropriately, and that they have the same kind of human feelings that we do. But again, this is animal livestock, this is the animal ag industry, and we separate them in many cases to protect the calves themselves. So again, we really are keen on caring for our animals. They're the only ways that we get a return on our investment. The happier the cow, the better she produces milk for us.
And she says the recent initiative may have consumers asking questions, and the dairy industry has been prepared for that.
We really want to make sure that we're providing a safe, nutritious product across the board. The animal ag industry is included in that, and our animal health and welfare is a primary concern in every operating function that we have. So to be in a category where it's suggested that we are not following practices that are humane is just too bad. It's insulting and it's not appropriate.
Anya Radabaugh is Executive Director of Western United Dairymen in California. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.